come out of it all. A number of people have got together to repair the wrecked and vandalised play park. Let me speak to Wanda Smith. Wanda, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wanda, it's terrible when you hear of vandalism, but a series of young students have really stepped up to the plate.
Yes, they have, Frank. And of course, after when we it was broken into, we are a registered charity and a voluntary-run playgroup, and we just do not have reserve funds to replace the equipment. And we already have held with the group, the parents that are within the group now, two major fundraising events this year, so we couldn't ask the parents to donate again. So we were worried how we were going to fix the garden up, and especially at this time of year, our children would be in the playground every day. So we were really happy when we got the phone call from Fintan Lawler from the CIRC, who had he had read the paper about how the teenagers had destroyed a garden and said he would like to step in and help.
And CIRC, this is the Southern Education Regional College in your area. And how did they help?
Well, Mr. Lawler's here with me this morning, but basically Fintan asked if he come down and assess the damage. And a lot of it was, you know, outdoor equipment like monkey bars that were all smashed to bits. And Fintan had said then he would get a group of students, and he also got in touch with a few suppliers that would help us to replace the garden, because we did, our area, the inspectors had been out lately and they'd said our outdoor area was outstanding, and, you know, a wee mud kitchen and everything was ruined. And We were very, very grateful for Mr. Lawler.
Good on him. Good on him. Is Fintan there with you?
Yes.
Lovely stuff. Give him the phone, because I do want to have a word with Fintan. Now, Fintan is from the Southeastern Regional College, and this is the sort of reaction we like in an area whenever there's negativity. Fintan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes. So you saw it in the paper. You decided the students could help. The students, were they mad keen to help, or had they to have their arms twisted?
No, most of the students are delighted to be helping. It fits in with what the college wants to be as far as the community side of it. And as far as we can see, if you have an ability to help, you have a responsibility to help. And we have projects that we run within the college, which takes unplaced trainees, so vocational guys that are doing joinery, bricklaying, plumbing, whatever, and they don't have an employer or someone to go on placement with during the week, we take on work in the community for community groups or charity groups, and we will do all the work for free, and the company supplies the materials. So what it's doing is it's helping out our trainees by giving them the skills that they need, but it's also really helping out in the community, the society as a whole, and the students get amazing feedback from it. They are involved in things that would never otherwise be involved in. It's all around just great for everybody.
And the materials you mentioned there a couple of times, were they donated, or does someone have to pay for them along the way?
Well, in general, the projects that the college runs, we'll always try and do our best to help out charitable groups or groups that aren't publicly funded. So usually the client will buy the materials and then we will do the work. But in this scenario, everybody was just really upset about for the playgroup and trying to do everything they could to help. So I phoned around suppliers that I would deal with on a day and daily basis, and we couldn't have asked for a better response. So we had Gareth, who was Clark Cunningham, the tree sergeant. All the bark that was down the playgroup had to be lifted. There was broken glass. There was all sorts of things. So I phoned Gareth and Clark Cunningham, explained the situation. He didn't ask any questions. He just said, how much do you need and where do you want it? Same with JP Corey's, Stan, the manager in JP Corey's in Dunpatrick. Just same thing, just said, look, send me a list of what you need and we'll do something. So the entire community, the business sector, the education sector as far as ourselves, everybody's pulled together to try and help out.
Top drawer. Great to hear. And if anyone else helped in any way that didn't get a mention there, listen, it is richly appreciated.
Yes,
is there anyone else that you want to mention? Because I'm fond of praising people.
Yes, well, within the college itself, William, who's the head of the department, I asked William about it and he just said, look, whatever they need, just run with it. So we have We have the vocational tradespeople, the joiners, the plumbers, all the rest of vocational trades, with all the equipment in the college to manufacture the stuff that was broken, to remanufacture it. So then a lot of the local parents, Connor Sloan especially, would come in the next day and on his one day off, come in to help out and clean up. But I have this, it's the community as a whole, and it's Funfrank, and it's nice to see that everybody's pulling together just to do what they can to help out people that should not be in the position that we're put in.
Absolutely. Well done to all involved there. Shame on those who wrecked the Lynx playing fields down in Strangford. Top marks to everyone concerned who assisted in that Southeastern Regional College project to put the Playlinx manager and the kids back in business down at the Lynx playing field in Strangford. Lovely story. Thank you indeed.